30% chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday. However, that is a 70% chance of no thunderstorms. The high is 81 degrees. Wednesday night, 30% chance continues throughout the night. Low is 57. Thursday is looking like a sunny day. Sunny all day Thursday with a high of 78. Thursday night, mostly clear. Low drops to 51 degrees. And then we're looking at another sunny day on Friday. And the high is 73. So that's what we can look for this week. So, hey, Lit on the Flash. Thank you guys for coming in. We've got Jake Roach. He's the singer, and he's gone acoustic for us on guitar today. And we got Kerry Ryan on drums.
Indeed.
And we got Matter Rankin on bass today. So
we're liking the sound of that weather report right about now.
Yeah, too. It's not bad. I mean, compared to what we had, that's looking really, really good. So where are you guys from originally? Where are you from, Jake?
I'm from York. Kerry's from York. We actually grew up together, went into grade school together, and I actually started a band when we were in eighth grade.
Nice. What's the name of your eighth grade band?
Well, it had some different names for quite a long time, but eventually it was Jeremiah Freed. We were actually a pretty popular band up in the Maine area. We got signed to Universal Records right after high school.
Nice.
Toured around the country with them for a while. And then we met Matter more recently.
More recently.
I don't really know where he's from, so.
I love to get talented bands on here, but I love to get local talented bands.
Thank
it's great
you.
To have someone from York in here. Hi. Where are you from, Matter?
I'm actually Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay. All right, let me get him.
Born in Maine, though.
Born
in so we say we're from Maine.
All right. Sounds good. Let's.
And I was born in Portsmouth, actually.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, so.
Welcome home.
It's quite a mishmash of Maine and New Hampshire in here today. Sounds like.
A great mishmash.
Great. Well,
a winning combo.
Yeah, it is definitely a winning combo. You'll hear that soon. Any fans that are out there, anyone who's listening, you're welcome to call in if you have questions for the band or just want to say how great their music is. We're at 603-430-9722, which is 603-430-WSCA. And if you knew the third grade band, if you follow the third grade band at all, call up and give us a shout. So if you're laying on the beach today for Memorial Day weekend and you have off from work, we'd like to dedicate this song to you. This is Thankless Job. You are not there today. You're listening to our show instead. Thankless Job. And this is Lit on the Flash.
We will go back. We will go front. We wait so much that our poor brain turns into mush. And when our checks get too bang, there ain't enough in there to keep a penny safe. Unless you're some rich banker at the top.
good stuff. That's Lit on the Flash. And let's hear about some of your musical influences. And I define musical influences not as we have to hear it in your music, but anything that inspires you, musically or otherwise.
Mostly just Metallica.
Metallica.
Simply Master of Puppets album.
There you go.
That's it.
That's it? Nah, just that one thing. Well, I'm glad that that exists.
Nah. It's pretty much,
yeah,
I think.
We like the classics. Yeah. You know? I mean, yeah. You know, we listen to a lot of current music, too. Indie bands, you know.
Bob Dylan.
You know, Bob Dylan, the Black Keys. We love Led Zeppelin. Everything.
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like there was like a.
Primus.
It's Mariah like back Carey. In the 60s and 70s, it was just like the start of a root of something, and we've all been influenced by it. And even the other current artists, too, and we're also influenced by them as well. The Black Keys, new bands on the radio as well. You know, we like everything.
Excellent.
We like what you guys play on this channel.
Well, great.
Stuff
we love
that's
that.
Not on every radio station, stuff that's interesting and different that everyone's, I think that's what people want more and more of. And
that's what we try to do, offer an alternative to the same commercial songs being played. Thank you. Let's see here. Letta, for people who are listening and want to buy your music online, what are some websites that you guys are on that can order stuff?
Litontheflash.net is our official site.
Yeah, we prefer to sell like directly to people as well at shows. That's a really great place to come and get a CD at a show. If you want to buy it online, if you go to our website, we're going to be hooked up with CD Baby pretty soon. We're working on a new record right now, so that'll be available hopefully by July. We're really trying to fly through it right now, so
excellent.
Get it up in time for summer.
What will that be called?
We're not sure. We're working with a few different titles right now. Actually, that's we were just talking about that before we stepped in here.
That's the next thing on the list of things we need to do to get this thing out by July.
Yeah.
Figure out what we're going to call it.
What
it's pretty important.
It. I think it's so great you sell directly, though, because there's that face-to-face fan contact. People come up and buy it directly from you. And
right. Well, we're huge supporters of the local scene, like, you know, restaurants, businesses, everything, you know, we really want to support each other here, and so the best way to do that is you know, face-to-face, directly with local people.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to having you at the Blue Mermaid, and I'm going to get into this live song called Shock and Awe, Lit from the Flash.
They make enemies.
guns that don't make peace, that cause casualties. We know this is wrong, shocking, but we're not in awe. Can we say we've been misrepresented? Might never end. Shocking all, look at all the bombs that drop it.
Day. That was Shock and Awe from Lit on the Flash. How did you come to call yourselves Lit on the Flash? Is it people trying to take your picture, or how'd you come up with it?
Well, me and my brother were riding in his car, and he used to have a pretty fast car. He loves cars. I don't know much about it, but we were riding, trying to light something with a match, and we were going pretty fast, and it lit with all the windows down on a day like this. Just got the match going, and one of us yelled out, "Lit on the Flash!" Because it just somehow magically lit without... You would think that the match wouldn't have held up with the wind.
Yeah.
And then actually a guy that used to be our roommate, this guy Kenny Greenwood, said, "Lit on the Flash!" And then I thought that sounded pretty cool, because it could be meant for a lot of different things. It's not really why I called it. That was how I came up with a phrase, but just sounded
it's
like
funny
a cool
how
phrase.
Things happen that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great name. I love it.
It could mean the beginning of the universe too.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I didn't think of it that way. Lit on the Flash.
There's so many layers. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's taken on all sorts
really?
Of
meanings.
Colin, if you have another layer too.
Yeah, somebody and, else make
yeah.
it up.
Yeah. we got some singles we're giving away too. They have this cool, it's a singles album. It's kind of, it looks like you made this kind of like at a wood carving stamp. Did you guys make this?
That's
it looks
right,
it looks
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what it is the Black Triangle Blues. It's got two tracks on there. It's got the Black Triangle Blues and My Baby, right?
Yeah.
And so give us a call. We're giving some of these away. Got a trivia question, which is the name of every member of the band. And I'll send you the singles anyway. But if you know the name of every member in the band, I'll send you a WSCA bumper sticker along with it. So we're at 603-430-9722. Give us a call. We're here with Lit the Flash. And this next song I'd like to dedicate to DJ Big Brother. He does a great show here. It's a very expose, cutting-edge news show with a good sense of humor. And they happen to have a song called Big Brother. How could I resist that? This goes out to our very own DJ Big Brother from Lit the Flash.
Love he wants that little black king's.
know. Well, heads will be off if they try to.
Brother, for DJ Big Brother, lit on the flash. All right. What instrument did you guys start with? Let's start with Matter. Matter's on bass. Matter, did you start with bass? What was the first instrument you picked up?
It was definitely bass. I was like 11, and a friend of mine had gotten a guitar. And, of course, like a classic 11-year-old, I decided that I was going to play guitar, and he told me I should play bass instead so we could form a band. So I think for about 10 minutes I was a guitar player.
That's how Carrie got on the drums too, actually.
Classic guitar player.
Damn guitar players.
Yeah, they're always switching people over to other instruments. You know? Just so they can have a band.
It's the gateway instrument.
That's why I was so bad at the bongs. Because we got three guitarists at heart.
Single out the weak one and make him play drums.
Yeah. No, make him play bass. I think bass is on the end of that.
Bass player is always the hardest to pin down.
Yeah, bass players are usually really stable people, though. Sometimes I feel like the bass player is sometimes the glue that... Because you guys go way back.
That's definitely the case in this band.
That's true. Very, very stable, usually very good-looking, punctual, just classy people.
Extremely
good-looking. Call in and talk to Matter. We're at 603-430-9722. You can say hi to Matter, the hot bassist. And,
you can't make this stuff up.
He's single, ladies.
Yeah.
Check him out online, www.littleflash.net.
.net,
man.
And we are giving away singles, so.
Yes, this that's is, right.
Yeah, yeah, call in for those
singles. And a single man.
All right, this next song is called Broken Bones. Tell me the story behind this. Did you break some bones and then write it, or?
No, it's more about,
be careful not to break your bones.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly about just living a crazy lifestyle and trying to walk home when you're, you know, I used to drink a lot more than I do today.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of about some of those things and some of those nights. Yeah. But it's not really about anything. I just write words down, and if they sound good, I never change it.
Sounds good. Broken Bones.
Well, I went walking along the side of the road. Nobody should go. I must have drank them all. Well, if I wake up on the side of the road, don't you know I'll still be stoned with broken bones, you know? 'Cause I've been wrong, I've been wrong, I've been wrong, and I've been wrong. Years and months and years and weeks I don't recall. wrong. I've been 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 wronged. I'm gonna try not eating the poison apple every single time. Well, if I wake up on the side of the road, don't you know I'll still be stoned with broken bones and all? 'Cause I've been wrong. 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 I've been wrong, and I've been wrong, and I've been wronged.
Flash, Broken Bones. All right. Let's talk about the songs that they're playing today live on my show. Are going to probably go on, they're all going on your new album?
Yeah.
That's coming up? That's kind of exciting. So what is that process? You signed with Universal right out of high school, which is really exciting. And then you've working with a new producer out of New York City now. Is it a different label?
Yeah. We're working with a guy named Travis Klein, and he was a former engineer at Electric Lady Studios, Hendrix's studio down in New York.
I love that name, Electric Lady.
Yeah, right.
He went in there when he was 16 and asked them for a job, and they gave it to him.
Nice.
Yeah.
He interned with them for a bunch of years, learned how to set up microphones and tune guitars, and he fixes all our stuff. He's amazing. Travis Klein. We should promote him while we're on here.
Travis Klein.
Klein. He's the man.
Very talented engineer, and he has a studio in Raymond, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have 10 songs that we're going to be doing with that. And we actually are just tracking those right now. We were in the studio about 3 days ago, and we're going to be in the studio tomorrow and the next day to finish that up. And then we're actually trying to raise money right now to get some funding for this record. There's a new sort of online service called Kickstarter.
I have to say, Dee, our sound engineer, was doing sound for us today. Brilliant sound engineer. Thanks for coming in, Dee. Deirdre Hebert, and she was telling me about that site actually just a couple months back. She's talking about people who are saving up like bands that need fans to tour, and their fans really want them to come to certain places they can't get to, and that's an amazing site.
Yeah, we should make one for a van after. We just made one right now that we just need enough money to duplicate the record, to put it out, and to get it mastered.
Yeah.
And we're only trying to raise $1,500.
Yeah.
And we're at about 125 right now. We just put it up this weekend.
So, oh, that's excellent.
We just need some more people. So if you go to Lit on the Flash, type it into a Google Kickstarter, and Lit on the Flash Facebook page is probably the thing that would be most people's wheelhouse of how they're using online.
If there's anybody out there who would like to help us make this record, we would so much appreciate it. We've been in the music business for a long time, and it is very difficult. And this is something that we're really excited about, and we think we're really going to do well with this record. So we just need a little bit of funding to finish it off and
get it out by the time we have some of these summer shows.
Yeah,
we're doing the 10 dates down at the Ashworth Hotel in Hampton Beach this summer, starting in July. We'd like to have some records that sound like us, because people at our gigs, we have this Black Triangle Blues single, but that's like a much more sort of modern rock sounding just thing that we did.
Yeah, people are going to want more of your music, more than just
this
the two tracks.
Actually, the most, it'll be cool when we have a recording of this, because we don't really have a
recording or something like this. This is our debut record.
And the new record will have like electric overdubs and whatnot on it, and whatever else we decide to throw on there. But it's going to be a lot like these songs are all on there. So.
LitOnTheFlash.net.
LitOnTheFlash.net. Yeah. Or on Kickstarter. Well, I've got Dee, in addition to being an amazing sound engineer, does a show here called Pagan FM, which it's listened to all over the world, actually, by Pagans. It's got Pagan news, all kinds of... It's got all different dimensions, Pagan music, Pagan news. And the next song on my set list here happens to be Full Moon, so I would like to dedicate this song to Dee Havert. This is Full Moon from Lit on the Flash.
Mountains move mountains, as does the sound of the morning birds singing songs straight to your heart. You'll swim in the river soon as it's loud enough to see our love forever shining. Forever shining.
Flash. They will be at the Blue Mermaid right here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So come out and see that guy.
$2 margaritas.
Oh, nice.
And Robert Royam is going to be playing. He's a local musician who plays train track blues and folk tunes, harmonica. So get down the Blue Mermaid. It's going to be so nice tomorrow night. Probably they open up the deck so you can drink and smoke cigarettes there. So that's why you should go. There ain't going to be a...
there are very few places. There's no place else you can smoke tomorrow night, so you got to go.
Yeah. If you're a cigarette smoker, come down to Blue Mermaid, smoke on the deck, and listen to us tomorrow.
That's right.
Drink some margaritas.
There'll be a bear riding a unicycle, a juggler, something for everybody.
Yeah.
Alright, I asked this question purely for my own.
Pyrotechnics.
You never know in Portsmouth.
Indoor
pyrotechnics. This question just entertains me. I get amusement out of this question, and so I ask it. You have to be, no lying, do not lie. I want to know the first favorite song that you can remember being obsessed with as a toddler or a small child.
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen. That is my legit answer.
Okay, cool.
White Room by Cream.
Yes.
White Room by Cream. Gonna matter.
So many of them.
Try to get that very first.
I don't know. I really like the dealer for some reason. Like the, what is it? You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. I really like that for some reason.
Yeah. The gambler.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
It.
Know when to fold them.
Yeah.
Know when to run away. Know when to run away.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like not like that.
Actually, it might even have been Sesame Street used to do songs, and they would remake them, and It Be was Letter B.
Or so Rebel, really like Rebel L.
That's right.
Rebel L. Yeah. Rebel L. Billy Idol. I just posted that to my Facebook not too long ago. The Rebel L from Sesame Street.
For the longest time, I actually didn't know the difference between Letter B and Let It Be.
Finally, we had to tell Matter like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
It broke him.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Matter.
I don't even know.
But
if
it helped him learn,
them.
You know, the alphabet originally. Puff,
Puff the Magic Dragon was another
huge one.
That
was sad,
for
though.
Me.
And my dad used to sing that, play guitar, but it was sad. I didn't like the ending. I kept making him change the ending.
Peter Palamary was my first concert, actually.
Really?
I went there when I was like 5 years old. And I felt they played that first, and then they let all the kids fall asleep for the rest of the show, and that's what I did. They'd play like Puff the Magic Dragon, all the kids would fall asleep, and the parents would chill out to some sweet song.
Oh, it was a plot. It was all a plot. I guess that song is a lullaby. Is it a lullaby? I don't even really know how to totally recognize a lullaby, but
isn't it about
a lullaby? I would call it a lullaby.
Yes, I think it is a lullaby.
If you want to have
it's my show. I say it's a lullaby. Okay. All right, we got Little the Flash here. We got him here until 3 o'clock. Really excited about that, and what do you want to play? We got Just Surviving, but I mean, you can play whatever you want here.
You want to do one off that two-song sampler?
All right, we will do that. This is a single. We're giving this away, and you can call in and win it. We're at 603-430-9722. And I'm just going to send it to you if you call me up. But if you also know the members of Lit on the Flash who are here with me today, their names, I will also send you some WSCA goodies. So we're here at 603-430-9722. Also, if you have a question for the band, I'm going to put you in the soundboard. So they've got the singles. This is what we're giving away. And it's blue. I'm sorry, it's not blue. It's Black Triangle Blues. And it's got that song, and it's got My Baby on it. And we're about to hear Black Triangle Blues.
Thank you.
right, so we got a live caller in here, and can you hear me there? Ah, shoot, I lost my caller.